This is the Commodore Hour. I'm Joe Fisher. Great to be with you on this Monday night. And we have visited with Commodore head football coach Derek Mason, whose season starts in 12 days. Had a visit with women's soccer coach Darren Ambrose, whose season starts this weekend. And another sport whose season starts this coming weekend is men's cross country. It'll start right here in Nashville with the Commodore Classic that'll take place Saturday morning over at Warner Park. And Steve Keith joins us. He's been coaching his alma mater since 2006. And Steve, I've asked a lot of the coaches, so I guess I'll ask you, how concerned were you that this season wasn't going to happen?
Well, thanks for having me on. It's to be honest with you, we didn't get approval for our cross country meet until very recently. We were going to go rogue. We were going to have it anyway. So the kids just won a race. So it's been a big challenge. I think more administratively and logistically. But it's not dampened the kids' enthusiasm or interest in the least, especially all through the summer.
You know, and this may be a naive approach to it, but it seems to me that in the grand scheme of things, this might be one of the easier sports to be able to deal with all the restrictions COVID pandemic has brought. I mean, it's pretty easy, relatively, other than the big crowd at the starting line, to social distance, isn't it?
We can manage the starting line. I'm getting ready to send out meet information, and last year I was looking, I sent it out to 20 different schools. We had 20 teams and over 200 runners, and Saturday we're going to have six SEC schools, 42 runners in one race, and about 30 in the second race, and we'll do that for each gender, for the men and for the women. So, and they'll be spread out, so by the time they get all together, 400, 600 meters into it, they'll be running together, but only for a few minutes, I guess. It could get a little stretched out, but that's the way of the world right now for track and for cross country. It's going to be smaller competitions, but these are going to be real high quality, so it's actually even more exciting.
As I mentioned, Steve took over 2006. He also is a Vanderbilt graduate and ran here at Vanderbilt. Does that mean anything? Obviously, it means something special to you to be coaching your alma mater.
Oh yeah, it's been fantastic. And then all the guys I ran with in college are all still really, really supportive. When I'm out at the Vaughn's Gap course out at Percy Warner on Highway 100 near Old Hickory, and I first of all, anybody who's interested in coming out, unfortunately, no spectators.
Right.
So I want to make sure we get that out there. Yeah. But my sophomore year, we hosted SEC for the first time out there in 1978. So been some history out at Percy Warner.
Well, you mentioned history, and you lead me into something else I was going to get to in just a couple of minutes. But you were a big part of bringing the 2017 SEC Indoor Track and Field Championships to Vanderbilt. I can't imagine that a number of years ago that could have even been a vision, for you, given facilities and all. I mean, what was it like for you to stand there in 2017 and be a part of that?
It was special, but I'll tell you, it was a long time in planning. And in fact, I was fortunate enough to be part of designing the facility, and came up with some different ideas, different plans. And all along I had in mind the fact that we need to make it capable to host an SEC championship, to put it on ESPN, and to give these world-class athletes a chance to really show their talent. And I think we were able to do that across all those counties.
I've got to ask, this comes to my mind, and for those who don't know what you've been through some of your tenure here, being diagnosed with leukemia, the battle that you had It almost took your life. Bone marrow transplants, all the things you went through. amazing to see you go through that. Two questions regarding that. One, does it make you appreciate things like even having an opportunity to be here and have a season even more? And two, have you had to be extremely cautious in terms of your own health and being around your players or your runners? And has that been any kind of challenge for you?
The appreciation side is, first of all, I'm just most appreciative of the Vanderbilt Medical Center and all the great things they do there. And it's always been my philosophy. I joke with the kids, my philosophy is like my blood type, which is now B positive. So that's the way I'll deal with that first part. Second part, my sister, who's 5 years older than me, had the unfortunate position of being my caregiver for both of my transplants. And a day doesn't go by that I don't get a text from her about, being careful and your job is one. Job one is not to catch the virus. And so I joke about it, but we also have, a really good sports med group that puts together a good plan, both for our competition, for our practices, and I'm being smart about it. I'm fortunate now where I don't have to drive the van with the kids, and we spread out the seats in that. And it's just all these little things that you don't think about that are now can become pretty big things that we're taking care of. So. I feel like we've got it under control, but definitely don't want to take anything for granted. So you'll always see me with my mask on, and it does not bring back any PTSD for the last 7 years or so. And I have to mention, Joe, that September 19th. Is our home meet on Saturday, and then that's the 7 year anniversary of my first stem cell transplant. So that they call that day zero. So that's my second birthday.
Yeah, you have three birthdays, don't you?
I have three birthdays. Yeah, and those who know me know that I'd like to celebrate all of those. So I do. So I let everyone know.
Well, before I let you go, I want you to talk briefly about one of your men's cross country runners. You've got some not only talented people in all of your programs, but some people that are really special in a lot of ways. Caleb Van Geffen is a senior, and he's a leader. He's the head of the student athlete advisory committee. Just kind of talk about him and his role for your team.
Well, the upperclassmen on the men's team have been fantastic. And last year, I thought they had the best year that a men's team had. They'd beaten four SEC schools at the NCAA regionals. And Caleb Back is a senior captain, and president of SAC. Really, every year you can see these kids get their focus fine tuned a little bit more and a little bit more. And he really wanted to go out on his senior year, with a bang with his teammates and most of those guys are engineers and they're as competitive in the classroom as they are out on the course. But Caleb's been a great leader so far. And we even talked today in a one-on-one meeting that this season of eligibility actually will not be exhausted because there's no NCAA championship. So he's looking at possibly even doing a grad school year before he goes off professional engineer employment. So we might have him back, but right now he's just done a great job of keeping everybody focused and they're super excited about what's coming up this weekend, as are the women's team as well.
Well, Steve, best of luck to this season. I appreciate you taking a few minutes, and hopefully it's another successful season for the Commodores. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. Steve Keith, head coach of the Commodore men's and women's cross country and women's track teams, joining us here. Their season gets started on Saturday. We'll come back with some final notes right after this.